This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's begin with the latest in the trial of convicted marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. The case is in its penalty phase, and today the federal government rested its case. Jurors heard from three survivors who each lost a limb because of the bombing, as well as from a trauma surgeon who worked at Massachusetts General Hospital on the days of the attacks. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is just back from the Moakley Federal Courthouse, and he joins us today in the studio. Hi there, Jack.
Hi, Meghna.
So, some very tough testimony once again today. Walk me through some of what you saw and heard in court.
Well, we heard from more marathon bombing victims. We heard first from Mark Fucurill, who lost a leg in the attacks, and Fucurill talked about what a lot of marathon victims are going through now, and that is that even though they've survived, even though that they now have prosthetics, they're dealing with the aftermath, and that is, he said he's had 60-plus surgeries on his various extremities, and he still may not be able to keep his left leg. He may end up having to have both legs amputated. After him, we heard from Heather Abbott. She's another amputee. She lost her left leg. She recounted about how doctors essentially told her right off the bat, as soon as she got to the hospital, she would likely have to lose her leg. And lastly, we heard from Steve Wolfenden. He and his three-year-old son, Leo, went to the marathon to watch his wife run in the marathon. He lost his leg in the attack. Leo, fortunately, was only minorly injured.
Wow. So yet again, very hard to hear testimony. I understand we also heard from MGH trauma surgeon David King, who was actually running the marathon that day.
Yeah, yes. He talked about how he actually got to the emergency room right as the first casualties from the marathon were getting there. But he gave largely very technical testimony, a lot of medical terms. But what really was important for the prosecution was this idea of pain. There are two types of pain, and he focused on this visceral pain, and that focuses on damage to internal organs. He says it's a more primal pain. It goes to a more primal part of your brain, and you feel it more intensely. And he said a lot of the victims who suffered, who were even the victims who were killed, suffered this kind of pain. And another point that he made sure to point out was that none of these victims died instantaneously. They may have died quickly. I mean, we've heard testimony that Crystal Campbell may have died, bled out in less than a minute, but none of these were instantaneous. It goes back to what prosecutor Nadine Pellegrini said in their opening statements for the penalty phase, and that was that the victims had time to feel pain, they had time to be scared, but they had no time to say goodbye.
Well, prosecutors also showed more video and photo evidence today. What did jurors see?
This was really chilling. We've seen the surveillance video from the Forum restaurant where you see the second explosion actually go off. You see the immediate aftermath, but it's surveillance footage. There's no audio on it. What prosecutors did, or what the FBI did, I should say, is they took audio from the Atlantic Fish Company next door to the Forum, and they synced that with the actual video of the bomb going off. And they pick it up right after the first bomb goes off, and you can hear a woman say, "Something's happened, something's happened, something exploded down the street, what's going on?" She curses a few times, and then you hear this enormous bang, and you hear all these screams go out all at once. Hmm.
And so, as we said, the prosecution rested its case in the penalty phase today. They just began a few days ago on Tuesday, so nevertheless, a week of very difficult testimony to hear. When will the defense begin its case in this penalty phase?
The defense is going to start on Monday. They're expected to go for about 2 weeks, and they have their work cut out for them. The prosecution has laid out a lot of good points today, and they hammered the point of 8-year-old Martin Richard today. What the defense is expected to do is try and combat that with some of what we've seen so far, and this is the idea of Tamerlan Tsarnaev as the motivator, Tamerlan Tsarnaev as the instigator, Tamerlan Tsarnaev as the orchestrator. We heard Judy Clark back during their closing arguments in the guilt phase saying that without Tamerlan, it would not have happened, it being the Boston Marathon bombing. And of course, the defense was also prevented from presenting a lot of evidence about Tamerlan Tsarnaev in the guilt phase. That was due to a judge's order on the matter. So what we're expecting now is to really for the defense to dig into that subject and try and not escape responsibility. They say they're not trying to escape responsibility, but offer almost an explanation for why Tsarnaev did what he did.
You know, Jack, seeing you here sitting across from me in the table in our own studio, usually you're down at Moakley when we talk to you. Let me just throw this other question at you. You're there day in and day out covering mm-hmm. this for us. Can you tell us, you know, in the penalty phase so far, kind of what has the mood been in the courtroom?
There are, I mean, it's interesting because there are moments where it's you laugh. We heard Joseph Reynolds, the stepfather of Sean Collier, talking about Sean, you know, and he's joking about how Sean would sing the Bad Boys song when he saw
from Cops
when he saw someone pulled over, and they got a laugh. But then you see that it always leads up to this moment of ultimate tragedy. I remember the look on Crystal Campbell's father's face when the lawyers said, "Okay, let's go to the moments of the events of Marathon Monday in 2013," and you could see he had been talking about how Crystal was his princess, and then you saw his face just darken. And there's this almost this ominous cloud over everything that gets said in that room, because you know what's coming.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz joins us today in the Radio Boston studio. Usually he reports to us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse on the latest in the trial of Jahar Tsarnaev. Jack, thanks as always.
You're welcome.